Στο πέμπτο επεισόδιο της σειράς «Ιστορίες των Άντσακς από την Ελλάδα», η Shelley Devery μας αφηγείται την ιστορία του πατέρα της, Tom Devery, που βρέθηκε στην Ελλάδα την Άνοιξη του 1941.
War was declared, as you know, in 1939. And my father, like everybody else, struggled through the Depression. And the brother next to my father, Bert, he was farming down at a place called Tarwin in Gippsland. He came up and he said to my father, "I've enlisted." And my dad said, "This is the story. What did you do that for?" "Oh, it's only going to last 6 weeks and we'll have 6 weeks' pay." So, of course, my father went and enlisted, and he used to say, at his youngest brother, Uncle Bill, used to say, "Never listen to Uncle Bird. He tells lies." It wasn't 6 weeks. It was six, my father's words, 6 years. Anyway, Dad was assigned to the 2nd 6th Battalion, and they sailed on the Neuralia for the Middle East. So originally they were training in Egypt, and then they fought through the Middle East, Egypt, Lebanon, Syria, all those places, Palestine. And then the British Prime Minister, Winston Churchill, had a request from the Greek king to help them, because, and Winston Churchill said he would not let Greece fall. He would send the Allies. So they were then deployed to the Greek campaign, and originally Dad's lot were up towards the north, because that's where the Greeks thought that the Germans would be invading from. So they had to more or less withdraw and fight all these battles, and eventually they got to Athens. And then they were told to get themselves down to Kalamata, but they'd also heard about my father's group, battalion, the 2nd 6th, to hold the Corinth Canal, which was extremely important. They went down, they were able to shoulder with those Greek military people that were still there, and they were actually able to hold the canal. Then they got told to get to Kalamata, and they'd be evacuated, which they did. And they got on the ship, and my father and his lot were on the Costa Rica, assuming they'd be going back to Alexandria, but that didn't happen.
Το Κώστα Ρίκα βυθίστηκε στις 27 Απριλίου του 1941, μετά από σφοδρή επίθεση 22 γερμανικών αεροσκαφών Στούκας. Οι 3.000 Αυστραλοί και Νεοζηλανδοί στρατιώτες, ανάμεσά τους και ο Tom Devery, μεταφέρθηκαν στα άλλα τρία μικρότερα συμμαχικά πλοία που συνόδευαν το Κώστα Ρίκα. Επόμενος σταθμός, η Κρήτη.
And then I picked up by a British ship called the Harewood and taken to Crete. But Dad used to have a bit of a chuckle, because he said, "Oh, I don't know whether or not you and your audience have ever heard of Horry." Today we're not allowed to say it, but Horry's a wog dog. Now it's Horry the war dog, who was a little Egyptian mongrel type dog that was adopted by their soldiers. And Dad used to say, "Horry got off first and then the rest of us evacuated the ship." Anyway, they were taken to Crete along with all the other, and this is where it was the Australians and the New Zealanders that were in Crete. And of course, next year, 1942, it was the same as Singapore. It's an island. It'll be a sea battle. Well, it wasn't, because at that stage, nobody ever knew about what the Germans, the Air Force, was doing. So that was the first time that the paratroopers were used, and originally they were up on the north of Crete defending the airfields there, which were very important. But then when the Luftwaffe came over and all the paratroopers, and my father always said they still had their guns, but the local people came out. And they didn't have any guns, but they had spades and shovels. And as the paratroopers were landing, they went out. And then anyway, the Australians were able to get over the White Mountains, and they went to the south of the island, and they were told, if you can get to Sfakia, you'll be evacuated. He and his mates were told to get down south. So they were able to get over the White Mountains. It took them obviously a few days, and told to get to Sfakia, and they'd be evacuated by British submarines. Well, the Anzacs did get down there, but there weren't enough submarines to take all of them off. So, of course, many of them were left behind.
Ο Τόμ Ντέβερι μαζί με τους τρεις καλούς του φίλους και συμπολεμιστές, τον Ιαν Άντερσον, τον Τζορτζ Γκίλετ και τον Φρανκ Χέρλι, έμειναν στην Κρήτη, όπως και χιλιάδες άλλοι στρατιώτες των συμμάχων. Για μήνες κρύβονταν σε ένα χωριό της περιοχής μεταξύ Σφακίων και Πρέβελης, μέχρι που οι Γερμανοί βρήκαν τα ίχνη τους.
My father and his particular three mates had been together all the time. They were hidden, and my father used to always talk about, I don't know the name of the village, but it was between Sfakia and the monastery at Preveli. Because Dad used to talk about the monks, how absolutely magnificent they were, because they were hiding Australians. And those were hidden for a few months in the village. And one of the things my father never forgot was not one of the local people ever betrayed an Australian or an Anzac, the Kiwis that were being hidden. The little village that Dad was in, they knew the Germans had been in the village for a couple of days and they'd been hiding in the roof. They came down one morning and the daughter of the family could speak English and they stopped talking. And they said, well, what's going on? Anyway, what had happened was the Germans had the women and the children of the village lined up. They knew that the village was hiding Australians and New Zealanders. And so they were going to shoot, or they were shooting, I'm not sure which one, a woman or a child every hour. And as my father said, men don't do that. So that day, 250 surrendered. And then they were then taken up to the camp at Salonika, which was terrible. And then they were put on trains, the cattle trains, and taken over to Germany. And Dad used to say, oh, well, we had 3 years the courtesy of Mr. Hitler. But he never forgot the fact that shoulder to shoulder, the Greek people fought with the Australians and the New Zealanders, the Anzacs, but they never ever betrayed. And Dad used to say to me, they were the bravest people I've ever met.
Ο Τόμ Ντέβερι πέρασε 3,5 χρόνια σε στρατόπεδα εχμαλώτων πολέμου στη Γερμανία και συγκεκριμένα στο Χάμελμπεργκ. Επέστρεψε στην Αυστραλία μετά τη λήξη του πολέμου. Τα δυο του παιδιά, δυο αγόρια, ήταν τότε 8 και 6 ετών. Στα παιδιά του είπε πολύ λίγα για τα 6 χρόνια που πέρασε μακριά τους. Προτίμησε να τους πει τις πιο ανάλαφρες και ίσως αστείες πλευρές και στιγμές των όσων έζησε.
He just told us funny little stories, but never anything about the horrors. And I think that was to protect us as his family. One of them was about Horry the dog coming into the camp. But another one was when they were prisoners of war over in Germany. His dad used to say at first they were taken over. And, of course, they've still got their summer uniforms on, shorts and all of this sort of thing because they've been hot. Anyway, they're taken over to Germany. And Dad used to say they weren't really smart at the beginning. They put Australians working on the railway lines. And he said, what a silly thing. They couldn't work at all of a sudden, trains were either being derailed or running on late. Because they were working on the railway line, they were taking out the pins that held the sleepers together and all of this. And then the Germans worked it out. So that was one of the little things. But another one was in the camp that they were in. There was a monastery nearby and the latrines were down there, but the monks were growing strawberries in the field. So one of the Australians sharpened up a can, an edge of a can, got a piece of string, and they'd throw it out through the latrine window, and they were collecting all the strawberries. So, of course, they were having a lovely time. The Germans could never work out why there weren't any strawberries. So that was a bit of a joke. Yeah, so he told us those couple of things. The main thing that Dad used to talk about was the mateship of the men that he served with. As he used to say, they were as important to me as my own brothers, but he never forgot the loyalty and support that he and his mates received during the Greek campaign and ultimately Battle Creek.
Ήταν η Shelley Devery που μοιράστηκε μαζί μας την ιστορία του πατέρα της, Tom Devery. Στο επόμενο επεισόδιο θα ακούσουμε από την Ελληνοαυστραλή Olga Black από τη Μελβούρνη, που στη διάρκεια του Δευτέρου Παγκοσμίου Πολέμου, μικρό κορίτσι τότε, έπαιρνε μέρος στις προσπάθειες της ελληνικής παροικίας για την ενίσχυση του μετόπου, μέσω του Ερυθρού Σταυρού. Ενώ λίγο μετά τη λήξη του Δευτέρου Παγκοσμίου Πολέμου, η τυχαία συνάντησή της με έναν Αυστραλιό στρατιώτη που είχε πολεμήσει στην Ελλάδα, έχει αποτυπωθεί στη μνήμη της και γεμίζει τα μάτια της με δάκρυα ακόμη και σήμερα.
I've just come back from Greece, Lee. This is a Greek girl. Whenever you see a Greek, you shake them by the hand. They saved my life.
Dancing the victory polka.